Thank you, Andre and Karen. So good. We're going to be looking at a scripture verse today, a passage out of Isaiah chapter 6. And I want to bring hopefully a spiritual principle through to you that can help you at this time. So let's just get into it. In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw Adonai, high and exalted, seated on a throne. The hem of his robe filled the temple. The Septuagint, written a couple of hundred years before the days of Yeshua, says the house was full of his glory, his Shekinah. The Targum, written a couple of hundred years after Yeshua, said the glory of Adonai, high and lifted up in the highest of heavens. Verse 2 says the seraphim stood over him, each with six wings, two for covering his face, two for covering his feet, and two for flying. They were crying to each other, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Holy, 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 Adonai Tzavot. Or in other words, the Lord of heaven's armies. The whole earth is filled with his glory. The doorposts shook at the sound of their shouting. The house of Adonai was filled with smoke. And then I said, woe is me. I too am doomed. It's over. I'm done for. Because I, a man with unclean lips, living among a people with unclean lips, have seen with my own eyes the king, Adonai Tzavot, the Lord of heaven's armies. And then one of the seraphim flew to me with a burning coal that he'd taken from the bronze altar with a pair of tongs. And he touched my mouth with it. He said, here, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is gone. Your sin is atoned for. Then I heard the voice of Adonai saying, whom shall I send? Who will go for us? And I answered, Hineni, here I am. And he said, go and tell this people. And you can read the rest of the verse there as to what he said to say. But Adonai, we pray, help us to grasp the spiritual principle from out of your word today, B'Shem Yeshua. There's an amazing passage here of Isaiah encountering Adonai in a transformational way at a time of great turmoil in their world. In the mid 8th century BCE, the king Uzziah, or Uzziah in English, died and causing their world to be in a total turmoil. 2 Chronicles chapter 26 tells us that King Uzziah was a great king. He was a great leader. He was led the people, the military, and built so much structure in the community and so much trade was happening. It was a time of great prosperity, great abundance. However, corruption had come in. The rich were getting richer, the poor are getting poorer, and so much abuse of the underclass. They were going to the temple, they were saying the Shema, but they weren't living the Shema. Sin was rife in the community. Sin against Adonai, sin against their neighbor. The priests and the leaders either ignored the wickedness or even endorsed the apostasy and the sin that was going on. In his first five chapters of Isaiah railed against the people pretending to worship Adonai, yet not living Adonai, not living Torah to each other and to their neighbor. He warned them of coming destruction if the people did not get back to living Torah in their daily lives. Just as today, we really are living in a time of great prosperity, but as Rabbi Lawrence said on the Thursday night meeting, creation's groaning from the wickedness of this world. There was greed that's exploded in our community where people have gone out and plundered food out of the supermarkets and away from each other. It's an example of this kind of abuse. And I still, for the life of me, cannot understand why everybody keeps trying to take abundance of toilet paper for a sickness that doesn't cause diarrhea. What are you going to do with all that now that you've got it at home? You'll still be using it in 2025. Have fun with that. But we'll get back to the text here. Uzziah's pride, his arrogance, caused him to step beyond the duty of the king and try to do the work of the priests. And we find there, 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 16, but when Uzziah became powerful, he became arrogant, which caused him to become corrupt. He sinned against Adonai, his God, by entering the sanctuary of Adonai and personally burned incense on the incense altar. Only the Levitical priests are permitted to do ministry at the altar of golden altar of incense in the holy place that stood before the veil and the Holy of Holies. Incense is a symbolic action of praise and of prayer and of intercession for the people to Adonai. for the purpose of Adonai, knowing that the sacrifice is accepted and the people are repentant, so the power of Adonai could go out and bless the people. Uzziah's pride and his arrogance caused him to challenge Adonai's order and his ways. You're not going to tell me what to do. I'm going to do what I want to do. Pretty much the attitude of so much of our culture today. And fortunately, God responded in the realm of leprosy breaking out in Uzziah's forehead. I was in the Israel Museum just recently and saw there a plaque of King Uzziah saying that they found it over the area where he's buried. Don't open this because someone with leprosy is on the inside. Interesting that Uzziah never again entered back into the temple for worship, even in the outer courts. He lived as an outcast for the last 10 years of his life, confined to his house as a leper. Isaiah's world was in a turmoil. They'd lost their king. Society was broken down. As I said, read the first five chapters of Isaiah, and you'll see the breakdown of society there. We're in turmoil today with coronavirus and probably other diseases out in our community. That's stopping our face-to-face meetings together as a community. We're doing it online. My joke is, and you've probably seen the joke online as well, that overnight rabbis and pastors around the world have instantly become tele-evangelists. But the good news, Beit HaMashiach does not exist in a building, but in the spirit of Adonai. Sure, we're building the Caulfield Messianic Center, as we saw before, and hopefully by the end of this time, we'll be able to move straight back into our Messianic Center, but that building is not Beit HaMashiach. You are. You who are watching online, you are Beit HaMashiach, not a building. We might meet in a building, but we are not the building. So let's get in the text. Have a look at the text here about what Isaiah's had. First, the vision, and then we're going to see the transformation. The vision starts in the year of King Uzziah's death. I saw Adonai high and exalted, seated on a throne. The hem of his robe filled the temple, or again the Septuagint says the house was filled with his glory, that of the Shekinah. Isaiah was a prophet. He wasn't a priest. He wasn't able to minister in the temple. Yet, Isaiah had a vision of the inner part of the temple, past the outer court with the bronze altar of sacrifice and the laver for washing, through the holy place with all of its furnishings, through the veil that separated the holy place from the Holy of Holies, and saw right into the Holy of Holies. He was focused there, seeing the vision of that heavenly temple, that heavenly tabernacle, where he saw the presence of Adonai being there, high and exalted, seated on a throne. It's interesting in Scripture where we find someone seated, and even in the ancient world, it means work is accomplished. It's finished. He was actually looking down the passage of time and seeing something at the end of time. An amazing vision, considering it was from this point 2,800 years ago. How much more is it into the future? The question is, who did Isaiah see? What did he see? And we know that Isaiah had a vision down the time where he actually saw Yeshua the Messiah, Ben Elohim, sitting at the right hand of Adonai the Father. Psalm 110 verse 1, Psalm of David, Adonai says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. In Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3 and certainly in chapter 1 verse 13, he quotes Psalm 110 verse 1 and says that's Yeshua. Chapter 10 and verse 12 of Hebrews again has Yeshua sitting at the right hand of the Father. John, in writing his message of Yeshua, mentions this and says Yehoshua said these things because he saw the Shekinah glory of Yeshua and spoke about him. So that's who he saw. In Romans chapter 8 verse 34, Rav Shaul informs us that Yeshua died, was raised, and is now at the right hand of Adonai. Other verses I could give. But we want to have a look at the realm of there the hem of his robe filled the temple. Some translations puts the train of his robe. What's that mean? How do you explain the infinite by using finite language? It's difficult. Did he see the light of God, the light of Adonai? Light is often an attribute of God. I love the picture here of the northern lights as if a robe shining over the people. God is displaying his glory. The glory of Adonai was seen there by Isaiah. As John said in chapter 12, verse 41, Isaiah saw the Shekinah glory of Adonai. the Septuagint, the house was full of his glory, full of Shekinah, regardless of what he saw. Isaiah saw something spectacular, and it got his attention. And it's interesting, might have been crisis down here on earth, but heaven's still shining with the Shekinah glory of God. Then it tells us in verse 2 that seraphim stood over him with six wings, two for covering his face, two for covering his feet, two for flying. And they were crying out to each other, Kadosh, 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 holy, 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 Adonai Savolt, or the Lord of Heaven's army. The whole earth is filled with his glory. The seraphim are the warring angels of God, and they're declaring there, Kadosh, 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 one for each member of Elohim. The whole earth is filled with his glory. Again, confirms supports the hem of his robe being actually Adonai's glory. Verse 4, they praised so loud that the foundation shook the doors, and the temple was filled with the smoke, and the glory cloud came in. Our parashah last week in the Torah finished with Exodus chapter 40. And the tabernacle was filled with the presence of Adonai in smoke and cloud to the extent that Moshe couldn't enter into worship. We find the same word used in Genesis chapter 15, verse 17, where God goes through the covenant pieces there as a pillar of fire, but also as a smoking cloud. Exodus chapter 19, Exodus chapter 20, Moshe encounters Adonai on Sinai and receives Torah encloaked with a smoking cloud within there. So had this amazing encounter with Adonai. And because of that, caused him to say, woe is me. I'm done for. I'm doomed. It's all over because I, a man with unclean lips, living among a people with unclean lips, have seen with my own eyes the King, Adonai Savot, the Lord of Heaven's armies. His cry of repentance was, oh no, I'm done for. I'm finished. It was a cry of despair. He thought he was about to be nuked. That's the end of my life. I had this encounter with the trifold holy God. I now realize my sinfulness as well as the sinfulness of my people around me, the sin of this world. He just finished five chapters outlining the sin of the world, and now he has this amazing encounter where he realizes, oh my goodness, I also need to repent. And he's able to identify with those around and with his own self and repent. Some people say this coronavirus and other diseases are happening because of a sinful world that keeps turning away from Adonai, defiling themselves, defiling others. Rabbi Lawrence said on our Thursday night Zoom meeting with the congregation, the world is sinning. That is groaning. Creation is groaning under the weight of that sin. But Adonai has stopped the world in its tracks and is calling the world to repentance. We can see that around. Many are pointing out that our society today is like living in the days of what it was, the days of Noah. Our world is doing sin that would actually make Sodom and Gomorrah blush. Billy Graham, the famous American evangelist, once said that if God doesn't soon judge the United States, and we can apply that to Australia today as well, if God doesn't judge soon, then he's going to have to raise up Sodom and Gomorrah and apologize to them. The plagues of Revelation, some people point to that going on now. The plagues of Revelation were actually designed to bring repentance. But again, we find in Revelation so many times, so many refuse to repent. We are living in the days what Isaiah had just written, just before this passage in chapter 6. Woe to those who are calling evil good and good evil, who change darkness into light, and light into darkness, who change bitter to sweet, and sweet to bitter. Everything's on its head. You need to understand, if you are a worshipper of Adonai today, culture says you are the problem. You are the one who needs to change to match them. But the Bible always says culture adjusts to God's way, not God adjusts to culture's way. Sadly, not just individuals were doing this wickedness in both Isaiah's day and even today, but governments. In the laws they passed and lifestyles they endorsed, we find that going on. So Isaiah gives an appropriate response. I'm doomed. I'm done for. But it wasn't accurate. He wasn't about to be nuked. His repentance opened the way for him to be restored and then transformed to go out into his world to speak against the surrounding wickedness and transform the world around him back into the ways of God and back into living the ways of God. Understand God does not want to zap you. God doesn't want to nuke you for the wrong that you've done or the wrong that's been done to you. He wants to restore you if you repent. So we get to the transformation part. The transformation. Adonai judged King Uzziah for his arrogance by doing the priest's duty at the golden altar of incense. But there's this amazing twist here, a juxtaposition, because Adonai accepts the prophet Isaiah's repentance and now transforms Isaiah into being a living altar of incense. Isaiah, as a prophet, couldn't go into the temple to the altar of incense, but now what Adonai does is takes the altar of incense out and makes Isaiah into being a living altar of incense. And we read that there. One of the seraphim flew to me with a live coal had taken from the bronze altar and with a pair of tongs, and he touched my lips with it and said, "Here, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away. Your sin is atoned for." Need to understand that the golden altar of incense stood in the holy place right before the veil, right before the Holy of Holies, and it did not have its own fire. The fire for the golden altar of incense was taken for the bronze altar outside in the courtyard where they lay the sacrifice upon to bring atonement for the people. And when the priests are out there and they believe that God has accepted the sacrifice, they take coals from that altar, walk it through the altar court, through into the holy place, into where the golden altar of incense, and put it on top of the golden altar of incense. And then with those coals of repentance, they put the incense on those coals. That's what King Uzziah tried to do. It was forbidden to do that. Then when they sprinkle on there, that's the symbol of prayer and of praise and an intercession for the people toward Adonai for the purpose of then Adonai being able to then go out into the world and blessing the people. The smoke, the hem of the robe, whatever you want to call it, that glory that Isaiah saw was from the priest interacting with God's Shekinah glory and the smoke and the cloud being put from that incense on the altar. But now one of the seraphim goes there, and the fiery ones, takes one of the hot coals off that bronze altar and casts it through, not into the Holy of Holies. Didn't take it to the holy place, to the golden altar of incense. Actually takes it to Isaiah and touches Isaiah's lips and says, "Your guilt is taken away. Your sin is atoned for." Some people claim that the coals on Isaiah's lips was an act of judgment against Isaiah. No. That is not the case. What it meant, the coal on Isaiah's lips, meant that now Isaiah was being accepted with his repentance and was a coal of restoration, a coal of transformation. Now Adonai transformed Isaiah into being a living altar of incense, not locked away in a holy place where only a handful of priests get to encounter. But now Isaiah was transformed. Now he's able to go out to his world and transform his world with the power of God. The power of God that's so often hidden away is now released out of the temple to transform the world. He becomes that living altar of incense, a place of praise, a place of prayer, a place of intercession for the people to Adonai. This then is able to transform his world within there, so that others can repent. And the power of Adonai can transform them into being a living altar of incense. Like all the way in Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit returns back into Israel, but not in the Holy of Holies where the Shekinah glory of God departed from back in Ezekiel chapter 8, but now into the hearts and lives of the followers of Yeshua, into their hearts, into their minds. That's why 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 says, "Don't you get it that you are now the temple of the Holy Spirit, the place of the dwelling place of God? You're it. It's no longer the world coming all the way to Israel to a temple to worship there. It is now coming from the temple out into the world to transform the world. The world is out there, and God is calling you to go out there and transform the world. Beit HaMashiach, as I said before, doesn't exist in a building, but in the Ruach of Adonai. We are called to go out in the Ruach of Adonai. You are called to encounter Adonai and Yeshua, be lit up with the Ruach of Adonai, to be living altars of incense That's what God wants you to do. That's what God wants you to experience. You are restored to be a living altar of incense, empowered to worship God, intercede with others out in the marketplace, especially at this time of crisis, not only in a building and a place of worship. God doesn't want empty religious acts. He wants us to be living altars of incense, doing and living Shema, living Torah out into our world. The seraphim shout was celebrating God's holiness that brought restoration and brought worship. Then I heard the voice of Adonai, Isaiah says, saying, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" Note the word us there. Interesting. And I replied, "Hineni, here am I. Send me. I'll be the one to go." And he says, "Go and tell the people." Both then and now, Adonai is seeking covenant partners who will represent his Torah to a world, especially a corrupt world. Not that we go to culture and conform to culture. We go to culture with Torah to transform culture into being the ways of God so God can bless. Partners who are willing to repent, take the coal of transformation, burn into our hearts, transform our lives to be a living altar of incense. Isaiah immediately declared, "Hineni, that's it, me, I'll do it, I'll be the one, I'll be your covenant partner in restoration." Folks, this is not a time of fear, it's a time of faith. This is the time where you are being sent with the ministry of restoration, just as Isaiah had been sent. They're able to go out and restore the community. As Rabbi Lawrence just said beforehand, do it with social media. Do it with your phone. Call people up. You now have the opportunity to speak in the lives of people because now people are listening. Now people's hearts are becoming open. Now Isaiah is able to go out to his marketplace, be an active answer to all those sins that he listed in chapters 1 to 5. He's called us to reach out. Isaiah's message reaches out to us after these 2,800 years. Your message can reach out to others. So in conclusion, how do we get through this health crisis? How do we get through this economic crisis? How do we overcome losing jobs and security going on around us? Well, there's a bigger question than that, I think. And that is, how can we transform this broken world back into relationship with Adonai? That's the bigger question. Firstly, we all need to have a new personal encounter with Adonai, just as Isaiah did, to transform us into being that living altar of incense. Secondly, we need to lift up our eyes and see the work that Yeshua has done for us on the cross. He has already made the way for us, and we need to recognize that and accept us and accept Yeshua as our Messiah, and his atonement releases the guilt. And our sins are atoned for, enabling us to become a new creation in Messiah. And thirdly, understand, don't make this about us, but make it about what we can do for Yeshua at this time. It's not about me, but more about how can I go into the world and transform the world. We have a unique opportunity now. Sure, we can't go out and meet with people and hold gatherings, but that's where social media comes in. WhatsApp, as Rabbi Lawrence said before, on the phone, calling each other, reaching out. You have the opportunity to rise up to all those people you work with, all in your environment. They are more likely to listen now than ever before. You can be God's living altar of incense. They're not probably going to come into this building or into the Caulfield Messianic Center, but you can go to them in the way of social media. Reach out to them and transform their world. Give them answers. They're asking the question. And you have the answer. Beit HaMashiach is not shut. Sure, we're not meeting face-to-face in person like we're doing physically, but we are doing face-to-face still in our Zoom meetings, still in our meetings like we're doing now online. And the power of God is still with us. I'm sure you can say amen to that. We're still here to pray for you. The team is still here. You've got the number. You can give us a call and reach out to us. So let's press into Yeshua, see his glory, hold on to his presence, and let's see our world be healed for him. Adonai, we ask that you would put your word within us, transform us, that we can be that living altar of incense to go out and transform the world. And we give you thanks. We give you praise because you, Adonai, are doing this in our world. B'Shem Yeshua. Amen. Thanks. God bless you. Hand back to Rabbi Lawrence.
And we will we'll sing our final song. Lord of eternity, let's give him all the glory, for he is well worthy.